Welcome back, Radio 720 WGN. I saw a really interesting story from Inc. magazine this week. I actually sent an email to Steve Alexander that he might want to mention this in the agribusiness reports in the mornings. But I reached out to the author, Britt Moore. She is with Inc. magazine, about harvest hosts. This is something all our farmers in the audience will want to hear about. Hey, Britt, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for jumping on with us. Despite the fact that you are a Brooklyner and you live out on the East Coast, this is a story that is very Midwestern-centric. We have Airbnb, we have Uber, we have DoorDash, we have all these things, ways to do a side hustle with whatever you got in life. This is called Harvest Hosts. What is this?
Yeah, it's a really interesting startup company that I came across. It's about 3 years old, and it's a really interesting business model that helps small businesses host RVers to come stay on their land and helps them make some extra business from the travelers, hopefully buying produce or individual stock items or whatever they might have on site.
So it's an Airbnb or a Vrbo, but you're not actually giving up your house. You're just saying, hey, come stay on our land, and we're going to try to give you some fun things to see and do while you're here.
Exactly. And it's a membership fee. So you can sign up for about $100 a year, and that gives you access to over 2,000 different locations across the U.S. And, you know, some of them are farms, some of them are wineries. Some of them are, you know, like little villages. It all depends on where it is. And you can stay absolutely for free, apart from the $99 membership. And the goal is really just to help promote these businesses and to help them, you know, stay there and also to support the local economies as well.
It's really a fascinating thing because, you know, it makes sense, the Airbnbs, I've got a place you can stay here. Now it's, I've got some land. And so this is really farmer-centric, but is it all farms that are signing up for Harvest Hosts? Does it have to be a farm? Could you just have some land that's really interesting or some land on a lake? Maybe people want to come up and bring their boat or different things like that? Or is this exactly for farmers?
You know, it's geared well towards farmers, especially those who have produce or items to sell. But other businesses are available to use it. I mean, a lot of wineries take advantage of it. I interviewed a guy who runs an alpaca farm. I interviewed a small town in Virginia that's really taking use of this and using it to help build tourism. So it's really open to any small businesses that just happen to have extra property where they don't mind RVers coming and parking for a night or two.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that it's a subscription service. So you subscribe, and now you've got access to all of these different places. So how does that business model work for the farmers that are putting their places out there for this?
Yeah. So it's an interesting model. I mean, traditionally with something like Airbnb, for example, you're paying per night, and a part of those proceeds go towards the people who have the property, and then obviously a portion go towards the company itself. In this case, the full membership fee goes to the company, so it doesn't cost anything for someone to come and stay on the business, but they're highly encouraged to spend money when they're there. So that's kind of the caveat, is the company really enforces that if you're going to stay on these people's land, you need to really contribute to them. You need to, you know, take part. And most of the time, these people are willing to give you tours or show you around. And you know, it's a much more personal experience than it may be, you know, staying in a hotel or even on a campsite.
Yeah, it's really neat because it's a way to not just get somewhere with Airbnb or Vrbo. You've got somebody's house, but you don't have that person. But here you might have a meal with somebody or drink some wine with them or tour their orchard or whatever it is. It's a little more with getting to know people, too. Is there expected to be a little more social interaction with this?
There is, and I think that's interesting as well. One of the Harvest Host members who I was talking to who hosts RVers on their alpaca farm said that, you know, when people come to visit, they love to say hello, they love to give them a quick tour, introduce them to the animals, let them play around, especially if they have children, you know, say hello, and then, you know, it kind of, the tour ends at the gift shop, and then you're encouraged to buy products. and actually, that farm specifically has made roughly about $13,000 a year, which is about on average how much these businesses are making by hosting RVers. And usually they said that people who come to visit spend anywhere from like $50 to $100 a night, like per visit.
So And that's how the farms are making the money. The subscription goes to Harvest Hosts, but you put yourself out there, we'll get some people there to you, and now it's up to you to kind of upsell them on what you've got. So I wonder if there's farms that are looking at this and they're like, you know, we've got some land that's really pretty to see. What are we going to, we got to make something. Are we going to make some wine or beer or pies? What are we doing here? Because we got to sell some stuff to people.
Exactly. But it's also nice too. I mean, a lot of times if you're taking a cross country road trip, I did one myself a little over a year ago, you need a place to kind of pull off the highway and to spend a night. And this is really a great way for people who live in remote areas to get people to stop, you know, to get people off the highways and off the roads and off the really larger hotels or campsites and try something really new and unique.
And you mentioned in the article one town that there was a PR person or whoever the like marketing manager for the town is saying like, hey, this is a way for us to get people to what we think is a really beautiful town that aren't finding us.
Yeah, it's this town called Draper, Virginia, and they have a really interesting sort of collection of businesses called the Draper Village. And, you know, it includes like a coffee shop and a tea garden, and there's a marketplace and an event space. And it's, you know, right off of a major highway, but they had trouble actually getting people to come to stop, to spend time there. And, you know, it's a town of like 300 people. It's pretty remote. It's a somewhat poor area. And so they're really looking to up their tourism. And they said that this app has like really helped them be able to just start to bring people to the village. You know, it's as easy as just pulling off the highway, but a lot of people just drive straight by. And so this is like a creating a little mini tourist economy for them.
To talk about the business of it a little bit, your story starts out talking about the guy who started a company called Storyblocks, which does stock images, B-roll, video, stuff like that for companies, and it's a subscription service. He sold that, and then he's traveling, and he ends up using the service, falls in love with it, buys it, and kind of blows it up, right? It was relatively small. It's much bigger. But what's interesting to me is thinking about it, like, his costs are, it seems, only in marketing and people, right? Because he's marketing mm-hmm. it, so you get the subscription to pay for the access to these people they've signed up to do it, but he's not paying anybody else. It seems like a really good profitable business as long as they can keep marketing it, because there's no, like, they're not paying for anything else, right?
Yeah, I mean, so this guy, Joel Holland, had started a really successful company, like you mentioned, Storyblocks. It was on the, you know, Inc. 500 list of fastest growing companies 7 years in a row. He worked really hard, and then he was like, ah, dude, I need a break. So, you know, him and his wife went on this huge road trip, and that's how they found Harvest Hosts. And so, yeah, he kind of took that similar subscription model and decided to use it to expand this new company. But the funny thing, talking to this guy, he was really just, you know, like, I kind of wanted this to be a passion project. I didn't really want it to be a business. You know, he's like, I don't really need money. I just was kind of doing it as a passion project. And then he's like, it just kind of took a mind of its own. And, after a little bit of advertising and marketing, it's just absolutely blown up. When he bought the company, you know, a few years ago, there were only about 600 locations across the U.S., and now there's about 2,200, which you can stay at, which is absolutely phenomenal company growth and something that you don't really hear about very often.
Which seems insane, too. Like, when you said there's 600 places around the country, I think that's pretty good. You know, that's like,
right?
You know, it's over 10 per state. That's not bad. And now there's, like, so many that, you know, and you wonder, when it grows that big, does that open up opportunities for competitors? Because now if I sign up for this, am I even going to get seen? Am I going to get marketed to? Because I'm not getting paid for any of this. And what makes them promote me versus any of the other thousands and thousands of places that are out there?
Yeah. I mean, I think it is the company themselves do some marketing of the individual businesses. But, you know, at the end, it is sort of up to the businesses to help market themselves in some way or another. The company did just raise $37 million from a New York City venture capital firm, and they want to use the cash to sort of help out with that, do more marketing of the businesses, help to increase, you know, demand and help bring more people into the company. So I'm hoping that this turns out to be a trend. With RV travel being as popular as it is this year, you know, I think this is going to be a really popular experience for people.
We're speaking with Britt Morse. She is an assistant editor for Inc. magazine. We got more on Harvest Host. And what does this mean for business, that everything keeps moving in this direction? We'll talk about that next. You're on 720 WGN.